A magnitude 6.8 undersea earthquake struck off the Solomon Islands today, the latest in a series near the South Pacific island nation, but police said there was no tsunami or reports of further damage. Landslides and a tsunami unleashed by yesterday's quake destroyed some 200 homes in one Solomon Island, leaving about one-third of the population homeless. No injuries were reported, but more than 1,000 people have been affected and are being helped by aid agencies. Communications manager for the Asia-Pacific region at the International Federation of the Red Cross, Jason Smith, told us more about the relief efforts.
It's important to recognize that the earthquakes that occurred created damage in three specific areas. There's the earthquake damage, which has had an impact on structures. There were some small waves generated, which have also posed some challenges for an island community. And then you have subsequent landslides that have put some communities at risk as well. The Solomon Islands Red Cross has a network of volunteers who've been trained to provide assistance following circumstances like this, and they've been very busy since very early in the morning their time. The Solomon Islands Red Cross and many Red Cross or Red Crescent societies around the world have invested a tremendous amount in being trained before these kinds of emergencies and pre-positioning stocks of relief items that can be shared with those individuals who have been impacted. In the case of the Solomon Islands, water containers, water purification tablets to ensure access to clean water were immediately supplied, along with what we call family kits. And those family kits in tropical locations can include everything from some bedding and mosquito nets to cooking oil to kitchen utensils to sanitary items like toothbrushes and soap that families can use to hopefully keep their health in decent order.